Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nixed the Chicago summer songs. So that's only because Michael McDonald is among the worst of any singers that ever lived. That's, of course, your host's point of view. Maybe there are other people who like them, but not me.
I was going to ask, what is wrong with Chicago?
Not Chicago, but when Michael McDonald was there, are three or four lead singers who have been with Chicago over the years. And Michael McDonald, no matter what he does, it's like the proverbial fingernails on the blackboard, where I'm concerned. Ooh, 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 ooh. But thanks for asking. All right, so let's get away from that. Let's be positive. Let's be good. Let's be open. The AM Radio Act has passed some key milestones. Most of the people that listen to this program are really hip to and eager to have the AM Radio Act pass. So you'll be interested as we try to keep up with it, because it's one of the things that's important to this program's present and future, as most of that, I should say, probably three-quarters or maybe more, to 80% of the stations that carry this program are AM radio stations. And that's pretty much across the board for a talk or spoken word format. So anyway, they're taking an important step. The promoters of the AM for Every Vehicle Act, an important step this week. There's a bipartisan group strongly wanting to protect AM radio's place in your car. So Joe Manchin signed on to it this week. Todd Young signed on to it this week. Maria Cantwell signed on to it. Dan Sullivan. So they're with the AM radio folks. Meanwhile, Volvo has changed their tune, if you'll pardon the pun. They have a fully electric vehicle called the EX30 coming out next year. And they have said they don't care. Well, they'll have to care because the law passes. They won't be able to sell a car in America. But as of right now, they said, we are not changing our plan. There are eight cars, car makers altogether, Jay, who have decided to take AM radio out of their electric cars. But now these folks have announced, this is a Japanese company, remember. Volvo belongs, Chinese. Volvo is a Chinese-owned company now, and they have made a deal with Sirius XM to expand on the entertainment system that Sirius XM presents. Now, I don't have a problem with Sirius XM, but I do have a problem with Volvo on a couple of counts. Obviously, the AM radio thing, but maybe more importantly, the fact that it's Chinese-owned. So, is it un-American to be buying a Volvo, especially these models, for any number of reasons, two of which are it's owned by the Chinese government, and they say it's a Chinese company. But the Chinese government, it's a communist country. They control all the countries, the company. So, and then they don't put AM radios, they don't want to. They will have to, if this bill passes, they won't be able to sell the car in America without an AM radio.
I was going to say, yeah, if the bill passes, they don't have a choice. Unless it's just not available. It's just unavailable here.
Yeah, it is. Well, hello. That's what the whole big deal is all about, right? All right. So, yesterday, a former Pentagon intelligence officer testified that he was absolutely, positively certain that the government has possession of aircraft flown by non-humans. David Grush is his name, G-R-U-S-E-C-H. where an Air Force officer, the House Oversight Committee hearing the information that he had based on interviews, he said, with 40 different witnesses, he knows that the material is being kept from the public, being kept from everybody, and he knows where it is.
That's astounding. But when you think about it, it kind of makes sense because people in the singular sense, persons, are intelligent and can think. When you put people together in a mass crowd and people in the group setting and in the public, easily panicked, easily stressed, easily reactive, over-responsive.
What are we going to be panicked about? If they haven't done anything yet, then why would we be worried about it? It would be something, if they had done something already, it was unexplainable, or the only explanation was it was done by these, they don't call them, they're UAPs, right? Not UFOs anymore. So if there had been somebody or something on them that was dangerous and they have them in captivity at Area 54 or wherever it is, then there would be maybe. The other side of it is, okay, you want to start a rumor? Then you say, well, that's really where the Chinese got the Wuhan virus, right? Or how many other things? The bugs that are around now, where'd they come from? They came from outer space. Any or all that stuff is plausible. You can come up with any scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this the testimony was described as mystifying. The whole business of the lawmakers on the committee wanting to get to the bottom of all of this, but they seem to be baffled. If you look at some of the video by the testimony, the discussion of the sightings, understandable, and the issue of bipartisan concern, good, I guess. So all these national security questions apply not only to the United States, they apply to every one of the 194 countries that exist on the planet. So are the rest of the countries in the world having these kind of specific oversights into UFO-related info? Is this information just here? Or are there whistleblowers elsewhere? Are there stories in other countries of unidentified phenomenon that would raise questions and need more investigation? Keeping in mind that the government pretty much screws up everything that it touches. So is keeping the information from us screwing up, or is it in our best interest? Robert Garcia is the top Dem on the committee. He said in his opening statement, whatever these things may be, they pose a threat, whether they pose a threat or not, we have to understand them. And we do. I think it's important to understand all this stuff. Maybe some people do. There are those who say they're just balloons. There are those who say they're just drones. There are those who say they're optical illusions, which is an insult to anybody who's seen them. Some even say the blinking lights come from commercial airliners. Come on. This The Pentagon has said that they have seen no evidence linking these UAPs, UFOs, to alien activity, although they haven't ruled out that explanation. So here we are once again not being served by our government. There's no service here. There's no, there's all kinds of stuff that we know gets hidden, right? There are a number of different people from the Defense Department analyzing the sightings, and this has been going on for a number of decades. So let's see here. Jared Moskowitz, a congressman from Florida, asked how such a program is funded. That is, what they're doing with the, if they have all of this stuff, how are they keeping it? What are they using to pay the people that are keeping it quiet? It seems to be above congressional oversight. Kind of like the black, what do they call it, the black ops budget. It's about $36 billion a year. You don't know how much the FBI gets, the CIA gets.
Do they have these, like, mega-rich, wealthy funders, people who are donating it? Are they secretly CO13Ps? Wait, no, that's not. What is it?
I don't know. Yeah. C3POs? So here's my conclusion, all right? Reading through all of this stuff, watching some of this stuff, I'm with Mr. Grush, if that's how you pronounce his name. There are non-human biologics that have been found at the site, so he says. And he kept underscoring that, even though he said, I haven't personally seen them, but there are all kinds of bits and pieces of info from a number of his colleagues who, in fact, have been injured by these UAPs. He also said he's interviewed people who have recovered items, these crashed vehicles. He calls non-human is what he wants to use that term, rather than alien or extraterrestrial. So let's see, here's another person on the committee, Eric Burleson of Missouri. He asked him to substantiate the crashed claim. He had said it a number of times he wouldn't and he couldn't divulge specific details. Information too sensitive to share with the public. Okay, well, does that put everything he says into question? I don't think anything came out of this that helps. Do you? There's a lot of hoopla, but...
Yeah, and if it all ends up to be true, which is under oath, it just shows that everybody has been gaslit for a long period of time.
And that's the rest of the story. All right. Make your own claim. Maybe we ask at social media time, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Do you believe this guy, Mr. Grush? Are there UFOs around? Are there UAPs around? And are you worried that something might happen? Whatever the question, Jay, you'll formulate it well, and then folks can respond. Just like people are responding when I ask for the first 10 callers to dial 800-419-DOUG to get a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Wow. Right to the phones they go. So help yourself right now if you've tried to get on to that opportunity. You haven't yet. 800-419-3684. Be one of the first 10 people calling, ringing that number, and you'll bring yourself into Las Vegas with two free nights. Why not, right? 800-419-DOUG. There's no reason not to call if you want a couple of nights in Vegas. What the heck? 800-419-3684. Have a good time and enjoy yourself. See a show. Maybe lose a few bucks at the table. Whatever. Help yourself. Be good stuff. 18 after.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
W Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Good Day program is a prize. It's Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen are both prizes. Hooray! It's 23 after the hour on the 27th of July. Happens to be Thursday morning here. And the passing of Sinead O'Connor is something that has provoked a lot of memories. Thinking about her music, thinking about her life. And so we'll spend some time talking about Sinead O'Connor right here in a matter of moments.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Grammy Award-winning Irish singer Sinead O'Connor has died. Born in 1966, Dublin, Ireland, O'Connor was young when she shot to fame in the late 80s, releasing her debut album in 1987, The Lion and the Cobra, which showcased her raw talent and powerful vocal range.
Sinead O'Connor was never meant to be a pop star. It was really a protest singer, you know.
In 1990, the release of her sophomore album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, catapulted her into international fame, which included the global chart-topping hit written by Prince, Nothing Compares to You.
Nothing compares to you.
Throughout her, at times, controversial career, O'Connor was known for fearlessly tackling social and political issues through her music, activism, and advocacy for human rights. We remember beloved singer Sinead O'Connor.
I don't know whether she was beloved or not. I suppose she might have been by some. She wasn't liked much by Catholics when she ripped up the picture of the Pope on SNL.
Well, prior to that, she was essentially at the height of her career. That the Prince-written song, Nothing Compares to You, was...
Yeah.
very big. And she was protesting child abuse committed and covered up by the Catholic Church, especially in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, and at the time, pretty much everybody.
She was right about where
even
she
people
was
who
saying,
weren't Catholic. So it was just so, it just was so sacrilegious in the sense of mentality speaking. Mm-hmm. And then now, in 2023, knowing everything that we know, everything that has come out, was she wrong?
Right. No, she was right. So did she have a son that died a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I want to say January or February 2022. So only celebrated, or not celebrated, but the 1 year anniversary of his passing.
Yeah.
And that broke her. She had a tough life anyway.
Did she ever try to commit suicide? This kid died by suicide.
Yes, she had. She had. She dealt with a lot of stuff. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and then a couple other doctors said she doesn't have bipolar disorder. She's dealing with other things, possibly. I'm forgetting the one. Dissociative personality disorder.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she's a talented singer for sure. Had lots to say, and not unexpected. Not that anybody's been following her really for the last year and a half or so. She stopped performing after her son died, but she has been an outspoken critic of a lot of things.
Like, and she had only, I think, sometime recently had said that she was going to start getting back into music and hoping to start performing by 2024.
All right, so there it is, the update on the passing of Sinead O'Connor here on Good Day and Celebrity News. That's a social media thing that's trending. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, you may be harming your pet and don't even know it. Take a look at his toenails. Are they too long? Do you hear their clipping sound when your pet walks across a tile or wood floor? If the answer is yes, then you're putting your pet at risk. Unclipped nails can cause lameness, aggravate arthritis, and hip dysplasia because your pet's weight is not properly distributed on his paws. And you can't depend on that once-a-year trip to the vet to do the job. And if you can't afford to go to the groomer every couple of weeks or the vet, perhaps you should do it yourself. Buy a clipper designed for your type of pet. There are clippers designed specifically for cats and some for dogs. Adjust your pet to having his feet touched. Don't use the clipper. Just start massaging his feet and touching his feet and give him a treat afterwards. Then what I suggest you do is show him the nail clipper every day, but in a positive experience around his food dish just before you give him a treat, so there's a positive association with it. And then look at his nails. If they're dark in color, just clip the tip, wait a couple of weeks and clip a little bit more. If they're lighter in color, you can see where that vein is and clip to that point. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Kremrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. Lance Pry, USA News.
stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination. And not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Join the conversation, call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Thursday, the 27th of July, you're listening to Jay Kirshner work her way through the issues along with the person whose name is on the program. Maybe it should be Doug and Jay. Wow, we had all that DJV stuff for all those years. Let's see, D and J. Sounds like a trucking company.
It does.
Okay, the most memorable moments from this congressional hearing yesterday. Number one, you can write this down. There'll be a test later. The government is absolutely in possession of UAPs. That's what Grush said. Number two, non-human biologics were found at crash sites. Number three, officials must establish a safe and transparent reporting process. Number four, the stigma associated with sightings silences possible witnesses. Keeps them quiet. Number five, UFO spotted accelerating to supersonic speeds back in 2004. So, how much of this do you believe? How much do you want to believe? How much is good? How much is bad? How much is dangerous? How much is, don't worry about it. all to be discussed. This is the beginning, hopefully, of some very interesting things. There are a lot of things going on in the world that are mundane, a lot of things going on that are exciting, and I'm not sure that we've heard the end of this. We ought not to have heard the end. Maybe there are some who wish that we would, that this is all we've heard. Speaking of people who wish that we could get it, if we could dispense with a discussion, Hunter Biden. Sure, his dad thinks, hey, can we send this somewhere else? Mr. Biden was in jail yesterday, pled not guilty. Now, is there a plea deal here? The tax crime case against him has been put on hold. Of course, there's no manipulating being done by the White House. His father's not involved. He didn't even know that this was going on, as he has said any number of times.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all believe that, right? We didn't know our son's in the house. He comes in the White House all the time, with his father all the time. Fathers love their sons, but they don't talk about this sort of thing. It's not something you talk about in polite company, right? Okay. So yesterday, these guys were all in court, and the plea deal, the first one that Hunter and I guess his team had reached, would have seen him plead guilty to two tax charges and reach an agreement on felony gun charges. This is the son of the President of the United States. But that deal fell apart when the judge
said no.
Said, well, no, I'm not doing this. Uh-huh. So, and of course, this judge is probably someone, well, she's a Republican. She was appointed by Trump. I don't know if she was or she wasn't, but that's somebody who'll come up with that. So, this has been a 5-year investigation into this guy. So, it started when Trump was president. He's been charged with failing to pay federal income taxes. So where'd the money come from? That's always the question. $5 million of worth of taxes. So what would be the tax? About $1 million, right?
And the government is not going to be like, oh, we'll just, you know what, you owe us $1 million, but we'll call
it. But you're the president's son.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, take a note.
It's like, people have lost their houses over being, what, a penny, 5 cents?
Yeah, right. Ridiculous. Behind. So his plea deal originally had been put together by the attorney in Delaware. And this guy was a Trump appointee. He was kept on the case by Joe Biden. Republicans took issue, though, still with the deal, arguing it was too lenient. And most of the public would tell you the same thing. Right? People who are polled Democrats would say, this is not fair, this is not just, this is not right. And so now the investigation, I suppose, continues, or what happens? If there's no plea deal, then he could go to jail for 4 or 5 years. And I'm going to say, as in my approach to these sorts of problems, I don't care whether it's Hunter Biden or it doesn't make any difference who it is. These kind of crimes do not deserve jail time. You take the money away from them, whatever their assets are, and then you give them a job, a menial job, or a job that relates to whatever it is they're accused to. I don't even know what Hunter Biden does, other than an influence peddler. What does he do?
Yeah,
what's his
question.
Job? Yeah. How does he make money?
What does it say on his business card?
Joker. He has no official involvement, so he says, in his father's campaign. But I thought he was always out campaigning with him. Anyway, he's a major character with his dad. And so, you know, there's
his
been...
Wikipedia page says he's an American attorney, businessman, and an artist.
Oh! After he's had some cocaine, probably pretty good. Right? Maybe some of those... I just find him... Imagine you're his daughter or his son. He's got 5 children. Or his wife. Right? He's been married a couple of times. And he also is the father of a child that he... from some woman that he wasn't married to. Okay, happens all the time. Wasn't he sued, though? The paternity suit?
against him. Yeah, and I believe
this guy's a boob.
Thanks.
He's a boob.
Support on that.
Do you send him to jail because he's a boob? No, but you make him pay. You make him, you punish him in a way that's appropriate for the crime. Now, those are people who disagree, say, well, he belongs in jail. I don't think, as I said, I'm going to say it again. Nobody that does these sorts of things should be in jail. They should be doing something that's constructive. And being in jail, most people realize, is not constructive. So that's my, what about it, Jay, anymore? It's my read on it.
It's just one of those things that we're always talking about. The American people and the public are being taxed, and there are people who don't need to necessarily be in jail. Like, just, I agree.
Yeah, don't pay. Make him pay in a real, going to jail, and we pay $40,000 a year if we keep him in jail. That's not, what is that doing? Keeps him out of society. But, you know, as we all know, there are plenty of crooks in jail that still are crooks, even though they're in jail. So, see the video of that crane that collapsed in Manhattan yesterday? Wow.
Yes. Another building on the way down.
So, the crane operator started at 7 o'clock in the morning, started the engine, and apparently there was a gas leak or a fuel leak, a diesel engine. And it caught fire. And this guy, he's, what, 70 stories up or some crazy thing. He's up there, and he's outside of the crane. He's trying to put the fire out. Just standing on the deck of the crane at 70. He's 70 stories above the street. Anyway, he didn't get the fire out. The fire got hot, and it affected the superstructure of the crane itself, because when steel like that gets hot, it gets weak.
It just melted.
And then down it goes.
And he was able to safely evacuate.
Yeah. Imagine that. My children are in, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson are in New York. And I asked them, it was late last night when I sent the thing to them to ask what the general gossip was, if that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the woman who, the crane hit the building on the way down, it was an apartment building. She was in her apartment, and the crane just hits it. The glass just shatters in her face.
Yeah, right.
How nobody was killed in this is
amazing.
A miracle.
It is.
People were injured, but...
Yeah, not badly. Yep. All right, this is a portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your RVs, and lots of other people as well. You want protection on the road? You want protection on the water? See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE. And also online, progressive.com, if you please. Water temperatures in Florida. Woof. Up to 100. The water temperature south of me on Cape Cod and the islands, southeast coast of Massachusetts, up in the high 70s. This is the midpoint. This will be, this next week or two will be, or as long as the temperatures stay as they are, the atmospheric temperature affects temperature of the water. But if you go down south to Florida, some of the temperatures are so hot that there are a lot of people who are concerned about the coral reefs, that sort of thing. And so the ecosystem in general, difficult. Let's see here. Manatee Bay, 101 yesterday. Murray Key, which is down in the Keys, 99. Let's see here. Some of the other associated temperatures. It's like getting into a hot tub. I happen to like water, not 99 degrees, but if I have a swimming pool, I have it set about 88 because I find that's what's refreshing for me. I don't know about the temperature in the water, though, being that warm like at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the normal temperature... Usually 88 degrees is the warmth, so it's about 10 degrees warmer. So what does that mean? Is this the end of all life here on Earth? It's extreme, yep. But the history of the planet is full of extremes.
Yeah.
It is. So this is the new news because of the world today is changing. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened before. In fact, it has. There's plenty of proof that this sort of thing's gone on plenty of times in the history of the planet. Isn't very comfortable right now, for sure. And what does it lead to? Hard to know. There is a lot of exaggeration, and there's some information that's reality-based.
Oh, yeah.
I think... Go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm just saying, agreeing with you. But have you also noticed that it's not only the extremes of hotter summers and colder winters anywhere that has the four seasons, but it also seems that the seasons are shifting. Like, it gets warmer later and stays hot later. It's getting colder later. It's almost like give
April
it enough time and
month.
We are going to have Australia's weather where it's cold in June and July. And then we have the heat in what are typically our winter months.
We're having a heat wave, a horrible heat wave. So this heat has been baking a lot of people around the country. And for that reason, there is focus on what to do, how to cool your home if you don't have air conditioning. People are worried about paying the bill, or frankly, like in California, they shut the power off when too much is being used. For cooling, that's a big public service, right? So, many of us don't have air conditioning. And maybe you find your air conditioner isn't powerful enough to cool your home when it's as hot as it is. So here are a couple of things for you to think about to keep your house cool. The people even who have air conditioners don't turn them on because they're cold. Close your blinds. Heat rises, so put an exhaust fan in. A good breeze, something cold, help you cool off the room, like a big bucket of ice, that sort of thing. Common sense things you can do to keep your house cool. It's 48 here after the hour on Good Day. Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on a sale.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
You haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer sale July 28th through August 7th and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
After the hour, it's Food Farm and Family Time here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, brought to you today by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Get the parts, the service you need very quickly. Go to the pros, the professional parts people at O'Reilly. The Food Farm family sector has found some very interesting info that will be discussed not only here, but this weekend on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The fact that your genes, what you're born with, may influence the things you like to eat. There's a meeting going on this week, Jay, of the American Society for Nutrition here in Boston. And one of the things that they have come up with is research on your genetic makeup. Why do people eat things that are bad for them? Because other than the fact you like it, it's a genetic thing. And that may be why you see so many fat kids with fat parents. I don't know whether, I think I could have figured that out on my own maybe, but anyway, they did the research and so there you go. Also coming out of this meeting, a lot of the different discussions about your own living and your healthy the habits that, the food habits that you have. If you have the right habit, then you'll live a lot longer. I guess that's probably common sense too, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's always some things that can happen, and not just outside factors, but certain illnesses that can happen regardless of how well you take care of yourself.
Right.
But for the most part, the typical average, take care of yourself and you'll live a long, healthy life.
So we cover a number of topics every week. It's a little plug for the Good Day Health program at gooddayhealthshow.com. It's also a download, some of the important features. We have a discussion of teen obesity and how that's soaring. The weight loss products that are around now that are controversial. And, yeah, the story about food preferences. What are your preferences and why do you have them? That's on gooddayhealthshow.com with Dr. Ken. We also have these Food Farm Family focuses at foodfarmfamily.com as well. There are a lot of things that show up. We have, I think the other day we celebrated National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. And then we talk about the usual things that are recalled. And here's today's recall. Because 18 people have been sickened by salmonella linked to ground beef. It's a big thing here in the Northeast. A lot of people are talking about this. New York, New Jersey, New England, There are a number of people, I think this number is up to 16 now. So the government's investigating what's happened. Six people, by the way, in the hospital. All of them remember the type of ground beef they ate and where they bought it. It was lean ground beef purchased from ShopRite locations in the Northeast. So if you've bought any ground beef at ShopRite, bring it back, get your money back, and get some dough for your time. That's the only thing, according to the research that they did, that they ate in common. So anyway, but even though there's a warning, there's no recall, which seems kind of strange to me. Doesn't it, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
seemed very strange to me. So salmonella, fever, diarrhea, stomach cramps, starts a few hours after you eat, lasts for maybe a week. Most people recover without treatment. You just feel like you know what after having
Yeah, and most
stuff.
People think when salmonella is in the topic or in the conversation, poultry, especially
yeah.
chicken.
Right, and pork, too. But if you don't cook, this is another warning, sort of, maybe a suggestion. Cook the meat, whatever it is. No raw, no medium rare, none of that stuff, because you're just asking for it. In this environment, you got to cook it to 160, 180 degrees for as long as you can. I mean, that before it loses all the flavor, but you want it cooked through and through. And when you're shopping for ground beef, it ought to be separated from other foods in plastic bags to avoid any other possibility of cross-contamination.
Yes.
It's stored in a leak-proof container. It's just dangerous. This stuff is so, it's too bad because a lot of people love hamburgers. I happen not to be one of them, but at any rate, there's all this stuff. If you handle it raw, you're going to get it on your hands. You could transfer it. You could put your fingers in your mouth. You could get it that way.
Exactly. And that's why when you go to the grocery stores, I believe most grocery stores have this now, but in those aisles, they have paper towels and they
yep.
have the little plastic bags.
Yep. Yeah. Careful. Ground beef, a no-no at the moment, and maybe for a number of moments. That's it, Food, Farm, and Family. You're prepared for your day, at least as far as knowing what to eat, what not to eat, thanks to the Food, Farm, Family section of the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.